This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out how visually impaired dancers from Step Change Dance Studios got on at the recent Open Worlds at the home of ballroom dancing, that is the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. This was the first time that there were categories for blind and partially sighted dancers, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Molly Randall, one of Step Change Dance Studios' visually impaired dancers, who not only won the ballroom section in Blackpool for the blind and partially sighted category, but also came second in the Latin section too. Hello, Molly. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations on winning that ballroom section and coming second in the Latin section.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, and thank you for the congratulations. It's very exciting.
Firstly, Molly, how did you get into dancing? And is ballroom dancing an easy and accessible form of dancing for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in?
Yeah, I mean, so I started dancing when I was a teenager. I have a sight condition where I've lost my sight gradually over the years. And so when I was a teenager, I still had pretty much my full range of vision, and yeah, I loved it. I did, you know, dance classes after school, and you know, it was great fun. But as my vision got worse, I just found it was completely inaccessible, and you know, I stopped dancing for a long time. I think with regular classes, there is a huge visual element to the way things are taught. So rather than describing, you know, where your foot goes, where your arm goes, they'll say, you know, do it like this, do it like that. And it's like, what does this or that actually look like? And then you've got the added complication of banging into everyone on the floor. So even with my sight loss, you know, I did try a few classes, but it just wasn't for me. It just didn't feel like a safe, inclusive and enjoyable experience. And so then, you know, I was really lucky to come across Step Change Studios on one fateful day. I was Googling classes. I was thinking, surely if anyone would have them, there'd be something in London, surely, that, you know, with the population. And thankfully I came across these classes, and I think I emailed on the Sunday and ended up coming a few days later to the first class. So yeah, it was fantastic. And the way they run is just, it's like a breath of fresh air, honestly, because we have some volunteers that come, so we'll all meet at the station together. You know, somebody's there to then take you to the class. So, you know, there's none of that worry about actually finding where you're going. And then when you get there, you're paired up with a volunteer who's sighted. So again, you're not worried about, you know, hitting into other dancers on the floor generally. And then if you do, you know, we're all in the same boat as well, so none of us mind either. It's just, you know, a really fun environment. And our teacher, Claire, is just wonderful. She's really good at audio describing what we need. So saying your right arm should be out to the side, your right foot forward, and then, you know, like it's just a little bit more described as opposed to just forward, backside. And yeah, it's so much fun. It's you know, it's the highlight of my week, honestly.
And how did you prepare for the Open Worlds in Blackpool? And did you have a sort of couple of dance routines that you knew that you'd be performing in the competition?
Yes. So we've been practicing for the past few months. I think it was since, I want to say January, that we started in earnest, sort of mid to late January. And so we've just been practicing once a week. We've been really focusing on the four dancers that we knew would be doing at Blackpool, and learning those routines. We've, you know, practiced a different music. So obviously we didn't know what music would be playing at Blackpool. And, you know, close to the time, we're also matched up with partners. So then we were always dancing with the same person as well, just so that we could get really confident and happy with how we were going to do it on the day.
What was it like performing at the Open Worlds and getting onto that very famous dance floor on the Tower Ballroom dance floor? What was that like?
Oh, it was just amazing. It felt like a dream, honestly. I mean, I remember we came down from the station and, you know, like went to our hotel and everything. And then in the evening, we went out for dinner, and the volunteer I was with, She stopped me and she goes, "Molly, look to your right." And I turned and I could just, I've got severe tunnel vision. So I need to be looking exactly where I need to be looking for me to kind of have a chance of seeing anything. And I looked to my right and there was the Blackpool Tower just lit up. Oh, and it was, yeah, very exciting. So then coming down the next morning, we went into the ballroom and there's, you know, people everywhere. There's noise, chaos. And, you know, it's just such an exciting environment to be in. We're really, really lucky that the organizer actually had made a special request for us to have a little bit of time on the floor ahead of when we actually competed, just because it's a really different floor to be on. I know on Strictly they always talk about it being quite a springy floor, and so you know, just making sure that we knew like the size of it, we knew kind of how it would feel, and so that was really, really helpful as well. But honestly, walking onto that floor, the lights up above, the crowd was so welcoming. They were, you know, just all cheering for us, and yeah, it was magical, honestly, absolutely magical.
And when you did perform both ballroom and Latin sort of performances for both sections, did you get a sort of sense that you had done well after each performance?
Sort of. So with the ballroom, I did feel like I'd done well. I mean, as I've got tunnel vision, I have no idea how well I've actually done compared to anyone else. But I knew that I'd got all my steps right. I'd, you know, remembered to hold, you know, my upper body position the way it was meant to be held. And, you know, I was really pleased with that. It was such a high coming off that floor and going, right, I've done everything I could. You know, they say in sport, like, you know, you leave it all on the field, don't you? And I did feel like I'd done that with the ballroom. So I was really proud. But in the Latin, Latin is a bit more tricky for me. I find it's not as strong a I'm not quite as good at Latin as the ballroom. And I remember just, you know, the first dance I'd done, and I thought, okay, I've done that all right. I didn't mess up anything, you know, it's good. And then the second dance, I got all the way through to the very end, and then just the last little section, my mind just suddenly went blank, and I couldn't remember what I was doing. I was like, oh no. But my beautiful partner, she, you know, she got me back and we started again, and that was fine. So, you know, it was a real team effort there, that's for sure.
Molly, now that you have sort of performed in Blackpool and won both the sort of the ballroom and come second in the Latin, what's next for you as a dancer?
So, I don't know. I mean, you know, you put these things out into the universe and you never know what will happen. But I mean, you know, the only logical next step is Strictly, surely.
Well, why not, indeed?
Why not? So yeah, Strictly, if you're listening, I'm available. No, it's, you know, I'm going to keep going to classes. Hopefully we're going to compete again next year. Fingers crossed. So that would be just, you know, unreal if we could do that. So I'll have to defend my title, you know, now that this has happened once. You know, even more people will be inspired to come and compete, more people will be inspired to come and dance, because it's just the most wonderful thing. And I think I, you know, I can't talk more highly of it, honestly. It's brilliant.
And I wondered, what would you say sort of to somebody who might be a little bit unsure of stepping out onto that dance floor and joining in an inclusive dance group or lesson like the ones at Step Change Dance Studios? What would you say to them to encourage them to take those steps and get involved in dancing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, of course, it's scary. You know, anything new is scary. And I think when you have, you know, sight loss on top of something being new, it can be double scary. So I definitely hear that. I would say, though, that for me, ballroom and Latin is one of the most accessible kind of sports dances that I've found that I could do. I think, you know, when you're partnered up, you know, you get that trust with whoever you're dancing with. You know, you're not having to worry about where your body is as such, because somebody else is there with you. So you're constantly being, I guess, guided through in a way. And you're not alone as well, which is great, because I think also a lot of dancing, you know, it's you there by yourself. And I think it's really nice when you don't have that vision to see that person next to you dancing with you. If you're always sort of in contact with them physically, it's quite reassuring as well. So for me, that's a really positive part of it as well. So I'd say give it a go. Why not? You know, what have you got to lose? It's so much fun, I promise. I think if you're not in London, if you're not nearby a studio that does accessible lessons, like call them, ask them, because you know, when they see what can be achieved, they might be more willing to, you know, put in classes for people who have vision impairments. That's what we need, isn't it? We need more and more of this sort of thing.
Well, to find out more about Step Change Dance Studios and their dance workshops for blind and partially sighted people, do visit their website, which is stepchangestudios.com. And I'm sure that they would be able to give you some advice if you find a local dance studio who doesn't run classes for blind and partially sighted people. Well, thank you so much, Molly, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And congratulations again on winning Ballroom and coming second in the Latin in Blackpool.
Thank you.